And, you know, they made their free throws tonight. We didn't shoot it well from the line. But, you know, we're not going to win many games when teams score in the sixth season. You know, they had 22 points in the first quarter. And I was proud of our guys to give ourselves a chance at halftime. But, you know, they're a very talented team, and they ran their stuff a lot better tonight than we ran our stuff.
I wasn't keeping stats on rebounds in this ball game, but I thought they kind of won the battle on the boards. I mean, CJ did a good job on the defensive boards for you for most part in the ball game, but they seem to get to a lot of loose balls, too. And they're just, in addition to being athletic, you know, they get after it, too, on both ends of the floor, don't they?
Yeah. You know, we faced Bloomington on Monday and Champaign Central on Friday. They both played great. Hard-nosed man-to-man defense, and you know we had our chances. You know, we had some key turnovers and missed some shots we got to make. And but you're right. You know, we didn't get the 50-50 balls, and they killed us on the boards. And they made their free throws. So those are not good ways to win a game for us. You know, we really tried to focus on Finke, and he has 25 against us, and so that was a dominating performance by him versus our team.
Yeah, they made, by my stats, 13 of 16 in that fourth quarter play from the free throw line. And I had your team for the game, 3 for 11. So there's two problems with that. You're not getting to the line enough, but you're not making your free throws. Yeah. That's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 for 11 in your home gym is terrible. But, you know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, we have a couple of practices. We play Pekin on the road and Centennial on the road next week. So we have an opportunity to get some games, get right back at it. And you know, our guys competed, but there's a lot of things we need to work on, a lot of things we need to do to get better.
Well, if you heard, but West beat Centennial tonight, 59-52. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously a very competitive ball game. So you're right, that's going to be a test. And you go to Pekin Tuesday night. What do you know about their basketball team this year?
Well,
Gary, for that one?
Yeah, and people who are familiar with Pekin basketball know they have some shooters, and I guess they have a freshman who's really, really good. And you know, anytime playing at Pekin's not easy. So we're going to have our hands full there, but like I said, we have a couple practices to get ready for it. And it was disappointing tonight. I hate losing home games, too, especially the first one. But there's a lot to go yet. It's December 1st, and we're going to keep working.
You told me Central had a freshman that was pretty good. Number 30. Boy, has that kid got athletic ability? He can jump out of the gym, can't he?
Yeah, you know, they're throwing lobs to him. And yeah, they have a lot of weapons, and they pass the ball really well together. They play well together. So you can see why they're off to a good start.
Your kids never quit, though, and Dalen, you know, he came up big in the fourth quarter play. He did everything he could to try to keep you in the ball game, didn't he?
Yeah, he hit some big threes for us, and you know, he's, you know, Trey Hefner was in foul trouble. We need to have 2 point guards out there against some of this pressure, and so Dalen had the heavy low in the fourth quarter, and we were able to make a little run, but we got to put together 32 minutes.
And I know you keep track of the other teams in the inner city. You pull for the other teams, the Big 12. Bloomington won a big one tonight up in Chicago. Maybe you heard that. They won 59-56 against Chicago St. Rita. And I know you're always happy to see the Big 12 conference and the inner city represented well in some of those big games around the state.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Normal West won tonight. They have a really nice ball club. And Bloomington, as they showed last year, can play with anyone in the state. And so I know they have another big game tomorrow. I think it's against Hillcrest. And so
yes, right.
They're doing a great job with what they're doing. And so it's kind of a bummer. We're the only big school to lose tonight, and got to get back at it.
Well, I know you'll keep working them, and they'll continue to prove as the season goes along, and we probably will catch you again in a couple of weeks. So we'll hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for being here. All right.